Welcome back to lesson number 50 already here in the VIP room. This is really marching right along here at almost the full anniversary since we started the show. And this one is, believe it or not, I think you will believe it already at this point, an unbelievable lesson, especially for the guys, but I think the ladies will love this one as well.
I think everyone will like it because it's about real life and something that everyone is involved in.
Yeah, it's a really funny dialogue. This really does happen. It's one guy getting advice about how to meet girls. So many guys, and I'm not going to say I've had this problem, although I will say it. I have had this problem of meeting girls, the girl that you want. I think every guy pretty much has gone through this. They don't know what to do. They act stupid. They do some stupid stuff and they can't meet the girl of their dreams. I've gone in to actually study this. It sounds pretty weird, but I'm pretty interested in this stuff, the psychology aspect. And I've kind of talked to a lot of girls, read a lot of stuff. And this is really what a lot of guys do. Some classic guy mistakes when they're meeting girls. So this is pretty hilarious. Let's just jump in, Ed. How was last night? I heard you guys hit the club.
Horrible. My game sucks. I have no idea how to meet girls.
What do you think your problem is?
I don't know. I'm super nice to girls. I never say anything offensive.
What do you talk about when you meet them?
I just make small talk. I usually ask them where they're from, their name, their job, and stuff like that. Then after a few minutes of talking, they seem to want to leave with their friends. The weird part is that they often go talk with guys who aren't nearly as nice as me.
Well, you've heard the phrase, nice guys finish last. They aren't looking for the average Joe. Chicks will get bored really quickly if you ask them a slew of boring questions. Think about good-looking girls for a minute. They almost can't leave the house without guys staring at them and trying to start stupid conversations. Girls with options can spot a boring guy from a mile away. They might be polite, but you'll never be their boyfriend.
Well, what should I do?
Girls are hardwired to want a challenging, interesting, and unique guy. They aren't looking for some boring, nice guy. They can find that anywhere. You've got to be special. Joke around with her. Have fun. Never compliment her on her looks, especially if she's pretty. Trust me, she's already heard that a million times. And definitely don't cling around her like some needy pet. Talk to other people too. It'll make you look like a cool guy with options. If you talk to her again in a while, she'll be much more likely to be attracted to you.
Should I ask them for their phone number?
It depends, but make sure you have a reason for it if you do, and don't do it at the beginning of a conversation. Girls want it to seem natural. They don't want to feel like you're only interested in one thing.
All right, well, a very interesting dialogue, I would have to say, in the dating realm, which we do like to talk about, meeting people, whether a guy or a girl. You don't want to seem needy and too interested and just be, you know, talking about boring stuff, because who wants to talk to that person?
No, and a lot of guys, especially when they approach a really good-looking girl in a club or on the street, most people are too scared to do it on the street, but if they do, they stop them, and these good-looking girls get stopped really by everybody. And the guy starts asking a bunch of boring, stupid questions like, where are you from? And the funny thing is, guys really do this. A lot of guys do this, and that's why they can't meet these gorgeous women. And these gorgeous women hear this all the time, and most girls hear this kind of stuff all the time, but guys do it anyway. Anyway, at first one, game. Good slang term here in the beginning. And this is obviously Ads just joking around because he's got a phenomenal game in real life. But if you say that your game sucks or someone's game is good, in this context, a guy's game refers to his ability to meet and attract girls. So this is often talked about in a bar or club setting, but not always. Guys with good game can easily attract women, whereas guys with brutal game cannot.
Exactly. Of course, the girl isn't going to want to talk to a guy with terrible game like I was in the conversation where I was just asking her things like, what's your name? You know, what's your favorite color? Things like that. Just super boring stuff that obviously isn't very interesting to anybody.
Yeah, it's not interesting at all. And just doing that kind of stuff really will not get girls angry with you, but you're not going to meet anybody doing that. You're just going to, they're just kind of waiting to leave sort of thing. And that's where the phrase nice guys finish last comes in. Why don't you talk a little bit about this phrase, Ed?
Well, it's pretty much self-explanatory. It just means that if you're a nice guy, you're not going to do very well. And in the context about women or about business, it just means you're going to come last or you're going to lose. You're not going to do very well in either of these areas.
Yeah, you got to kind of be an animal in some way. That doesn't mean you have to be a jerk or a mean guy. It just means you can't be too nice or needy. And asking someone where they're from is just boring. It's not even nice. And so the Chinese have an expression here, and I'm sure a lot of cultures have this expression or something similar, but it basically, in English, it translates to if the guy is not bad, girls will not love him. That's pretty much a direct translation. And it's basically the same thing that nice guys finish last. If there's not some sort of bad thing or an edginess to the guy, he's not unique, confident, and special, and he's really making this beautiful girl feel like, oh, she's already won and doesn't give her a challenge, then he's not going to win any girl at all.
Exactly. If you're just showing the girl that you're just so interested in her, she's going to think, well, why is he so interested in me? Can he get anyone else? So not a very good idea if you're a guy to do that.
Not a good idea at all. And everybody can do that. And the girl is not looking for our next term, which is the average Joe. And the average Joe is a way of describing the average guy. It's a set phrase here. So it's not really mean, but it's definitely not nice to be called an average Joe. It means you are normal and really not very special at all to be an average Joe.
Exactly. And no girl wants to meet someone that's just average, especially if they're a good looking girl, because they can get someone a little bit better than the average Joe. And that's the idea. If you've got really bad game, you're going to act like the average Joe and you're going to get, well, you won't even get average girls probably.
No, you're going to get probably no one because you're going to shoot for the top and get nothing at all, which pretty much sucks. And we all know that feeling. Yeah, and that brings us to the next term, Ad. And this is something that guys should not be doing. And that is asking a slew of boring questions. And a slew of something, often questions, means very many. So asking a slew of boring questions just is one boring question after another. Just a whole series of these really boring and stupid questions.
Exactly. Or you can ask a slew of weird questions, which I like to do. Better than boring questions, but you can weird a girl out if you do that. But at least they might think you're interesting anyway.
Yeah, that one's kind of a risky strategy. It can be hit or miss. And girls who get asked a bunch of boring questions, which the average Joe tends to do, girls can spot this from a mile away. So there's two terms in here. The first one is spot. And if you spot something, that means to see it. So girls can see this very easily, very clearly. So I could say, I'm talking about some guy, he can spot a talented young singer after only listening for 10 seconds. So he's got a really good ear for talent. So he listens to someone sing for 10 seconds and he can spot a talented young singer.
Right. Or the next phrase or the combined phrase is spot someone from a mile away. And if you see someone or spot someone from a mile away, it just means you can see it very easy and very quickly. It doesn't have to be that far away, like a mile. It could be any distance, but it just means you can see it very clearly.
Yeah. And as I said, it could also be a time period. So you can see that very quickly or from very close. So I could say, I could see that was a fake shirt from a mile away. Or I could say, it's so obvious that he was trying to sell us something, I could see that from a mile away. So basically, if you see or you spot something from a mile away, you see it very easily and very quickly. and girls can spot these average Joes from a mile away. So you don't want to be this kind of average Joe. Which brings us into the next term. Girls are hardwired, excellent term here, to really hate or not be attracted at all to these average Joes. And if something is hardwired into someone, it means that they were biologically or genetically programmed to be like that. So I could say mothers are hardwired to worry about their young babies. So they don't have to do anything special. They're just sort of born that way. If you're a mother, or a normal mother anyway, you're just kind of born with almost the software, the genetic DNA to worry about your kids. And that's why moms are so annoying sometimes, but also so caring, Ed.
Exactly. So if you're hardwired naturally, it's like your natural instincts, what you feel you should do just naturally without thinking about it. So, of course, if a girl meets an average Joe asking them very boring questions, they're going to be hardwired to think, this guy's not very good, and why would I want to talk to him anymore?
Yeah, she might not even know exactly why if you ask her. She'll just say, well, I didn't really feel anything special with that person because she's hardwired to be like this. This is not an intellectual or thought-out choice. This is just something that she's hardwired to feel, just like, well, there's another average guy that I'm not interested in. And she can spot these guys from a mile away that are only interested in one thing. And obviously, girls don't want a guy that's only interested in one thing. And in the dating world, when we say someone is interested in only one thing, it's kind of a polite way of saying sex without using that word. So these guys are only interested in sex if they're only interested in one thing.
Right, that's the one thing that they're interested in without saying it so overtly.
Exactly. So I could say in a sentence, he's been buying her a lot of presents and taking her to expensive restaurants lately. She thinks he's only interested in one thing. And let's be honest, if a guy is doing that, he's definitely interested in that thing. He might be interested in something else too, but
right. So the girls are hoping that they're not only interested in that thing, but something else, like a relationship, hopefully.
Yeah, and especially when you meet someone at the very beginning, if it's so obvious that you're interested in this girl already, it's kind of pointless, and you're really showing that you really only care about that, because you can't know someone's personality and 10 seconds unless you believe in love at first sight. And I guess a lot of guys feel that they do when they get drunk and go to a club and see someone who looks pretty good.
A really bad pickup line actually is that you can say to someone, do you believe in love at first sight, to a girl. If you do it in a very joking way, maybe you could pull it off, but I don't think it's a very good approach.
I definitely wouldn't want to try that one, Ad. That sounds like a brutal one for sure. So anyway, hopefully this was an interesting lesson, and there were a lot of good and juicy terms here. Pretty good for the half century mark. I had lesson number 50 already in the VIP room. We will see you next week, as always, at www.china232.com.